welcome you to the Man Church Podcast, where we're helping men discover authentic manhood in a toxic culture, focusing on healthy and balanced masculinity, emphasizing the areas of fathering, finances, marriage, and lifestyle. On this week's Man Church Podcast, we're going to hear from Pastor Robert Burdett, Senior Pastor of Powerhouse Church. Today, we're going to upload a message that he shared with us at our Man Church event back on May the 22nd. Very powerful message. How do we continue to guide, guard, and govern, and to lead our families through this world that we're living in today? Thank you for joining us.
I have three daughters. Sometime back when they were a lot younger, we went to the Houston Zoo. And we get to the zoo, and the girls are like, Dad, we want to go see the, first we want to go see the monkeys, and then we want to go see the gorillas, and then the fish, and what do you want to see, Dad? I was like, man, I want to see the lion. So, but with the girls, they tied me up all day. We're going to go see the fish, you know. They're staring at the jellyfish floating in the water. And in my mind, I'm thinking, man, I can't wait till we see the lion, the king of the jungle. And I'm walking with them, and they're all excited, and they're pumped up. And all of a sudden, we're walking, and they're, okay, Dad, we're ready. We can go where you want to go. Where do you want to go? And I stood in the zoo, and I'm looking around, and I see the sign, and it says cats with an arrow. I'm like, come on, follow me. We're going to go to the cat section. Because that's where the lion is, if you don't know. And I'm getting pumped up. I'm so excited, and I'm expecting, man, I am expecting that when I walk up, I'm going to see this big cliff with this lion, and he's going to be standing up on top of this cliff, and his mane's going to be about this big around, and it's going to be flowing. And he's going to be staring like at you, like, I can have you for lunch if I want to, but I don't want to. And I walk up through there, and I'm breathing hard, my heart's pounding, and I go to the glass, and I can't find him. I'm like, where is it? Did they put him up? What? Where are they? Is he out? Where is he? And then, where's that picture at? There he was. And actually, I had to go all the way to the side just to get that view, because really he was behind another rock, and the only way I saw him is every once in a while his tail would come up and flop down. Asleep. And then the Lord began to speak to me. And he said, men have been asleep. The culture has put them in a containment, and they've lost their ability to hunt. The culture has put them inside a prison, and they're not hungry. Because they know, that lion knows that at 2 p.m., Brother Tony's going to open the slot, and he's going to drop a chunk of meat in there for him. And when I walked into Powerhouse in 2000, that's what I was. I was a man that was asleep, that had gotten so comfortable that I had lost my ability to hunt. I laid down. I wasn't worried about who was trying to kill me. You know, a lion in the wild, it's different. And men, listen, what happens to us is we get so comfortable with our jobs, with our abilities. We make no room for God that we lay down and we're asleep. And the devil's having his way with our family, with our churches, with our friends. Because we've gotten so used to, we're not hungry. We know that somebody's going to feed us. You know, we start leaving churches because we're not fed. You know, if you're 40 years old, you ought to pull up a fork to your mouth and feed yourself and quit making excuses for everybody else not doing what they're supposed to do. And instead of you making excuses and blaming everybody, taking responsibility and saying, you know, it's my responsibility to eat. It's not the pastor's job. We've been lulled to sleep by the comforts of our culture, but we're here to get our hunger back today. And my topic in my session is about being hungry for the church. You know, in Malachi, the second chapter of Malachi, in Malachi, the first chapter, God talks about honor. And he says, if I am your master, if I am your father, then where is my honor? And the priests had gotten so laxed with the honor that they were going through the motions. Anybody ever go through the motions? Come on, they're making sacrifices, but they're just going through the motions. You mean we start going to church and we're going through the motions. We're doing the books, but we're not letting the word of God cut us and heal us. And the second chapter of Malachi, he talks about covenant. And he says, you have dealt treacherously with the wife of your youth. Now, everybody goes there and says, that's why I got to treat my wife better. But let me help you with something. The church is the wife and the bride of Christ. And where we've gone wrong, if we've dealt treacherously with the church, because we've given that responsibility only to the pastor. Only to the leader. Some of us have even given it to the women. That's why our churches are 80% women and 20% men. Because we're not taking responsibility, men. I know this is hardcore, but it's okay. I got you here one time. If you never come back, at least you will have heard it. In the book of Ephesians, I better read a scripture, Pastor, before they say it's not legal. In the book of Ephesians chapter 4, I love Paul's words. And right before what I'm about to read, he's talking about the gifts. He's talking about the church, about the body, how he gives us gifts. He gives men's gifts to build the body. We together are the body of Christ. We carry the presence of God. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit, the Bible says. The presence of God, the Ark of the Covenant, lives on the inside of me. And it lives on the inside of me individually, but corporately together, we carry the presence of God. So that's why when you're missing from church, we can't carry it right. While you're off doing Little League on Sunday, while you're painted blue and red, screaming for some team that's not going to do nothing for you when you stand before God. I don't know if you're ready for this. Yeah, that's what we got. God wants us to carry the presence. Paul said this in the scripture, speaking the truth in love. Listen to this. Speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him. Everybody say, grow up. Grow up. Oh, we could stop there. Who is the head? We're grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, listen, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped. When each part is working properly, it makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. Here's my points today. You gotta be hungry for growth. You've gotta be hungry to transform. You know, I always ask myself, I told somebody the other day, I forget who I was with, but sometimes when I share my testimony and I meet people that used to know me before I belonged to Jesus, they said, well, brother, you just finally grew up. I was like, no, that was not it, bro. I had an encounter with God. I can't reason God with you. You have to have an encounter. When you find somebody that's on fire for God, passionate for God, and you can't unroot them, it's because they've had an encounter. It's because somewhere in their life, God did something. Yes, sir. And he shifted something on the inside. He had an encounter with God. And so we have to be hungry to grow. We have to be mature. To grow up means to be mature. And we know that maturity doesn't come with age, but it comes with acceptance of responsibility. Man, I'm here to tell you today that you have a responsibility, yes, for yourself, yes, for your family, yes, for evangelism, but you also have a responsibility to make sure that the church functions. Sometimes we think that God saves us because he loves us. I'm going to mess some of the people up. He saved you for the kingdom. He saves you because he loves everyone. He loves the world. He came for the whole world. He loves you. But he didn't save you just to save you. He saved you to use you. He saved you to put you in a place where you could be used by God to change and transform the world. Listen, let me tell you what happens when you want to grow in something. I was thinking all of my stuff died during this freeze thing. All of my plants died. So I had to pull up stuff. And I started, you know, growing, we can learn a lot through planting a plant or a tree. One of the things I learned is that when you go to plant, when you put it in the ground, you've got to leave it in the ground. That's so simple. But I can't put it in the ground and go inside for a day and then come out and be like, I don't like this ground. This ground is not feeding me. I don't like the plants around me. We clash. We don't have the right personality. So we pull ourselves up out of that area, go dig another hole, 6 months, go find another church. I mean, dig another hole. And sometimes it's just down the street. It's the same soil. And we keep moving, and we keep moving, and we're like, well, I just don't know why I can't find a church. Maybe it's not the church. One of the key things if you want to grow up into him, is to find somewhere, put yourself in the ground, and be planted. And stop moving. Stop looking for some perfect place. It does not exist. The perfect church does not exist. You know why? Because I'm in it. And because you're in it. The minute you show up, you make it imperfect. So God is saying, I want you. He said, I want you to be in there. I found out that I can overwater a plant. I can water that thing to death. I can drown that plant. But yet we think, oh, it needs water. Oh, it needs water. Listen to this. We can over-nurture a Christian. We can start giving this so much nurture to a Christian. What he needs is a dad to come in and say, get the water off of him. I found out that when the soil dries out around a tree, it forces the tree to start going down deeper to find moisture. And so some of us are trying to stay away from dry seasons. We're afraid of the dry season. We're afraid of the circumstance. We're afraid of the chaos. We want to play it safe. We want to be watered all the time. But your growth is linked to the dry season. Your growth is linked to when you can't hear God, but you keep going into your prayer closet until you hear from him. You keep going down in it. You stop. You don't stop. You go inside and say, God, I need something. I've been working out with some guys in the morning, and I found out that it doesn't work if I work out for a year and all I do is lift 45s. Because it takes resistance to build strength. And we're trying to avoid resistance everywhere we go. We don't want to resist. We don't want a confrontation. But if you're going to get stronger, you put some weight on. You got to put weight on. So the my first point is stay hungry for growth. You grow in the dry seasons. You have to ask God, I want to add weight. I don't want to lift the same thing for 5 years. Some of us have been serving God for 20 years. And we're still working out with the 45s. It doesn't work. My second point is you got to stay hungry for unity. Listen to me. Listen, we have to fight for unity. We have to be committed to keep the unity of the faith. We have to understand that this is not a one-man game, that this is that God gives us gifts. And this is what the word says. It says in Ephesians 4, I'm going to read it out of my Bible because I like what it says in here. From whom the whole body is joined together and connected, listen, by every joint and ligament. See, I can have a huge quad muscle, and this quad muscle can say, I'm going to go do squats. But that quad muscle cannot do a squat unless the ligaments and the joint of my knees and my ankles and my back cooperate. You hear me? God designed it that way. You could have you could have legs that are so big around, but if your ligaments are torn in your knee, and if the knee says, I'm not bending today, I'm not showing up for the outreach today. I'll make it real. Then the body can't do this and can't do that. When I do this, hey, and you know, hey, listen, the quad always gets all the attention. Come on, the quad always gets, wow, look at that quad. And that knee is going, you wouldn't have a quad if you didn't have me, baby. We need each other. We need each other. Relationships are connections. Connections bring mobility. Connections build strength. We need fathers. We need brothers. We need each other. My last point is that we have to stay hungry for with the function. Listen, have y'all ever, maybe you guys have never done this. I live with girls. I live with ladies. So you ever get a gift in a bag? You know what I'm talking about? The bag with a gift in it. And for me, they'll put socks in there. It's not their fault. That's what I asked for. What can I get you? I was like, what could you possibly give me that I wouldn't go get myself? Get me some socks and some underwear. We'll be good. Those are the things. So they'll get one pair of socks and they'll throw it in this big oversized bag and it's all the way at the bottom. Come on, somebody. And then they get the filler paper. They get the tissue paper and they start stuffing it in there. And sometimes, man, when I walk up, I look at that bag and I'm like, whoa, man, what'd they get me? Because it's big and it's fluffy and there's filler paper in there taking up space, but it's really worth nothing. It's worthless. How many of y'all throw it away? Please tell me you don't fold it to use it for later. That stuff's like 50 cents, man. Come on. Just depends on how old you are, right, Beth? Listen, God doesn't make filler. He does not make filler. You're not sitting in here going, Pastor, I really don't have nothing to offer. No. He doesn't make junk. The devil's got you convinced that you don't need to be here. Or whatever church you're coming from, he's got you convinced they can't use you because of your background, because of what you've done, because of who you are, because of where you came from. It's all a lie. All a lie. Because the devil's shaken because if you ever find, like he said, if you ever find your vision, Pastor Brandon said, if you ever find your purpose, if you ever figure out that you do have something to offer, all hell's going to break loose. What we need today in the church is we need for every man to bring their gift. We need every man to bring their gift. We don't need half the men to bring their gift. We don't need two men. We don't need a core of men. We need the entire church to be the core and to bring the gift. And so listen today, listen. You might be sitting here and you might say, how do we do that? The first thing we have to do, listen to me, man, and I'm going to talk real right now because this is what happens. It's the crab syndrome Pastor GF talks about. The crab, anytime somebody starts, you ever go crabbing and there's crabs in, you put crabs in the bucket and those crabs are in the bucket, they're just trying to get out. And they start climbing the side of that bucket. Well, like this. And that one crab grabs the edge of that bucket and he's like, oh, I see daylight. I'm about to go over, and he's pulling himself over, and then the guy on the bottom grabs him and just says, no, you're not going anywhere. Come on. The jealousy and the ambition in the church has to die. Come on. That Mark was saying, we've got to be genuinely excited about somebody stepping into their place. Not jealous and not ambitious and not maneuvering. We can't be crabs. Say, don't be a crab to your neighbor. Don't be a crab. Listen, you got to be willing to give it. You can't hold it back. And you've got to start with what you have. Listen, you got to start with what you have in your hands, like Pastor Mark was talking today.